What happened?
It might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Hi, hi, and welcome to the Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. I don't know how to do this one.
No,
I don't know how to launch this one.
Let's see. It's a tough one today just because it's like an older movie. So it's, sometimes it's hard to talk about.
91?
Yeah.
Felt a little, I guess it felt, I don't know. It kind of had a timeless quality to it a little bit.
Yeah. Smells Like Teen Spirit is just out, maybe.
91? Yeah, probably. I think maybe the Super Nintendo is debuting.
No, that's, you're way off. Yeah, it Smells Like Teen Spirit, September 10th, 1991. So that's the vibe.
So I said Super Nintendo's maybe just debuting.
Yeah.
And you said I'm way off. And yeah. You want to know when the Super Nintendo debuted.
93.
In North America on August 23rd, 1991.
Okay, fine. Whatever. We'll cut that. Super Nintendo's debuting this year. What else do I know
Is
about?
It?
Yeah. 91.
And you knew that, huh?
Yeah, I just know this stuff. I have a kind
wow.
of like a...
Wow. What a mind.
Encyclopedic memory for this type of stuff for the 90s. It's a beautiful movie, of course. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's my... Did we say the name of the movie is called My Girl?
My Girl.
And it's something that you've sort of been... You've been like...
Yeah.
Summoning. You've been like...
I've been
doing like a ritual for...
Manifesting it. For,
almost as long as we've been doing the podcast.
I would say longer than that. I would say close to 31 years.
Yeah.
Because I keep saying I haven't seen
The thing about this movie is I've never seen it.
I had
never seen it. But I knew something happened where, according to you, and I didn't know.
It's bees. There's bees.
No, I didn't even know it was bees.
Because
all I know is that Macaulay Culkin passes. And I also thought it was
Afghan. Oh, I don't think he does Chomsky. For this one.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
And where did you finish the movie or did you drop
yeah,
off?
Yeah, I caught it. I caught the whole thing. I don't think so. I think it's mostly, just a movie about just a nice girl and she rides
like
a bike.
Young love. Yeah.
Yeah, and she doesn't
she's
get kissed.
Sort
with,
of, it's like funny. She's like a mortician's daughter.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd, like hilarious.
And in a lot of ways, it's a movie about his romance with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, with Jamie Lee Curtis from True Lies.
From True Lies, yeah. Which
yeah.
would have been, I think it's several years after this.
Yes, exactly. So she would go on to do some of her better work.
This is sort of a springboard.
Yeah, springboard.
Launching her into True Lies.
Yeah. Lovely movie, lyrical. I think nothing bad happens in it that I can think of.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I can think of a couple bad things.
Yeah.
Her grandma's kind of losing her
yeah.
her senses.
And
a little
she
bit.
Ruins a funeral.
She ruins a funeral, which is pretty hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like pretty, everyone's already in a pretty bad mood.
Everyone's in as bad a mood as you can possibly imagine. And I'm sure someone even had the thought, well, it can't get worse than this.
Yeah.
And then like it does. Because grandma's
lady
kind
with
of
dementia.
She's her mind is wandering and she like. She doesn't speak much, except sometimes she'll just burst into show tunes.
To the end of a brief episode.
So sorry. All right, Ma.
So
it's
make
okay.
it one for my baby and one more for the road.
Very, very sorry.
Yeah. And that's pretty tragic. That made me a little sad.
That made me a little sad, yeah. And then does anything else sad happen?
Some of this business around like Anna Chomsky's mom and
yeah.
how she died in childbirth.
Do a dumba diddy do diddy do.
Yeah.
Sorry. Whenever someone says bad shit, I like, I'll cover my ears and I sing.
Oh,
that
okay.
Song. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll skip that. And yeah, if and there's
was,
anything else,
it was actually one of my, I guess we should just, let's just do this as sort of a disclaimer at the top, like a blanket statement.
Yeah.
Sort of at will and at any given moment without any warning.
Yeah.
This whole episode is,
Tearful moment!
Tearful moment!
Yeah.
For no reason in particular.
Yeah, but we can summon
like
that
the mood
at
of
any
the film,
moment.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah.
And if you're listening at home and you don't want to be sad when that happens, just cover your ears and sing that song.
Do-a-dum-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Yeah.
You know what she should have been singing instead of that?
What?
My Girl.
Yeah, My Girl. It's a question. I guess I'll just ask it now. Who's girl? I mean, who's my? Who's me?
I guess I'll look.
You're going to look it up. I'm asking you to speculate. This is English class. I'm the professor.
There's no need to speculate.
That's what we do. We're asking.
Brian Grazer.
Who's that?
It founded Imagine Entertainment in 1986 with Ron Howard. The films they produced have grossed over $15 billion. He's won 4 Academy Awards for Splash, Apollo 13, A Beautiful Mind, and Frost Nixon.
Okay.
And he's the producer of
So you
My
think
Girl.
It's the producer.
Yeah, why would I who else would it be?
Okay. So in the film My Own Private Idaho, the me is
You want me to look that up?
It's okay. It was just a thought experiment. I don't need
My
to know
own
specifically.
Private Idaho is who's that produced by? That's Laurie Parker.
Okay.
Do you want me to dig deeper on Laurie Parker? You good?
No,
there.
That's fine. What about in the film Mac and Me, the alien movie? The me is, in your opinion, the producer?
No, that would be Mark Damon.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for answering the question. We should say a little bit about this film and everything that happens in it.
Oh, my tearful moment was Dan Aykroyd was having a conversation with Jamie Lee Curtis. And we will get into the dramatis personae in a moment here. But she asks, he's describing, it's like their first date. And he's describing how his wife died in childbirth.
Oh, yeah. Do-a-do-a-diddy-dum-diddy-day.
And it sort of works for him.
Yeah, it really works. It gives her a lady boner, doesn't it?
It was... Did I ruin this?
And I guess we will be inviting a couple of sort of experts on like romance and kissing on the episode later.
Yeah.
So maybe we can ask them about that, the whole sort of like...
Yeah, whether
talking
that's...
about your wife dying in childbirth.
Sad shit, yeah.
So anyway, Jamie Lee Curtis says, do you think she got a chance to meet Anna Chomsky, My Girl?
Right, My Girl, yeah. The director of Brian's Girl.
Yeah, Brian's Girl.
Yeah.
Did she ever see Veda?
Yeah, and Dan Aykroyd thinks perhaps she did.
I brought the baby into the room a couple of times. She opened her eyes. Yeah. Yeah, I think she saw Veda.
And I cried out loud.
Yeah, fun movie.
Very
let's
fun
see.
Movie. And that's just like, that's just a story they tell in passing in like a dating montage. First date montage.
So I guess we'll say the film. Let's see. Anna Chomsky.
Yes.
Any relation to Noam Chomsky?
Yep. It's his wife.
Okay. Is a young girl living in the 60s. And she is...
70s, yep.
Okay. The daughter... Yeah, that's right, because it's Nixon's running for president.
Yep.
Yeah, and then, like, at the end of the movie, they have a scene where, like, her new friend is like, weird summer. And she was like, yeah, tough, but at least Nixon is, getting reelected. Yeah,
she's really excited about Nixon. This, like, 9-year-old is really excited about Nixon getting reelected.
It's funny. Yeah.
Yep.
Why did this movie happen? Let's see. She belongs to a man who runs a funeral parlor. And
It's his daughter.
Her
and
mommy
he's hit her dad.
Dead.
Died in childbirth. We covered that.
Yeah.
So she's sort of got this fascination with death. The movie starts with her sort of listing every like near-death experience she had and every kind of ailment that could have taken her down.
I was born jaundiced. Once I sat on a toilet seat at a truck stop and caught hemorrhoids.
Yeah, she got hemorrhoid from a toilet seat. And then she's like...
She's obsessed with death.
She's basically like WebMD before WebMD existed.
Mm-hmm.
She like thinks she has the symptoms for everything. She's constantly going to the nurse. And nobody can figure out what's wrong with her. And her dad is too depressed to care about it.
Dad, I don't want to upset you, but my left breast is developing at a significantly faster rate than my right. It can only mean one thing. Cancer. I'm dying.
Okay. Sweetie, Hand me the mayonnaise out of the fridge.
But then, lo and behold, Jamie Lee Curtis from True Lies applies for a job because she thinks that it's a makeup artist job, but it is a
Now you're losing me. You're saying too many names.
Okay, perfect.
I think we should take a step back, okay. Jack.
Yeah.
And do it again. Okay. What's it called? Dramatis Personae.
Dramatis Personae, yeah.
So the film has the following characters in it.
Yes.
Anna Chomsky.
Yeah, Noam Chomsky's daughter.
And Brian Grazer's girl.
Yes.
She is the girl in the movie.
She's the girl. She's Brian's girl.
And the boy who
There's
she's
a boy,
friends with.
And it's Home Alone.
Who she does a kiss with. It's Home Alone, yeah.
Yeah.
Who I think looks like Cyril in this film.
Yeah, you think he looks like my beautiful baby child. Yep.
Yeah, and we have a rule that we don't like say when someone like if you look like someone, it's impolite to even if you think that's
a compliment.
If someone looks like someone,
yeah,
don't ever tell them because even if you think it's a compliment,
sometimes it's not.
It's not,
or it's not taken that way.
But Macaulay Culkin looks a little like Cyril in this film.
Have I told you this? I saw Macaulay Culkin's like dripping with irony band at
The like Velvet Underground pizza thing
at North by Northeast. Which don't laugh. It's a real
what
thing.
What is that?
You can imagine. It's in Toronto.
It's in Boston? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was called, what was it called? Like, I Love Pizza or something.
I don't know. I remember, like, reading the Videogum article about it.
It was pretty intense. It was, like, clear that he was working through some shit. It was, like, the premise of his band. This was, like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. The premise of his band 15, was
15, maybe.
That he would do all Velvet Underground songs. But just replace lyrics to like
words with pizza.
Make them about pizza. So like instead of all tomorrow's parties, it would be like all pizza parties.
Yeah.
And I've never been in a situation, it was very uncomfortable, but where it felt like the performer had so much just dripping contempt for the audience.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's as bad as that
you
sound.
Feel that
it blasting wasn't like
you.
It wasn't good. It wasn't like the music wasn't good. It wasn't good. Like, it's not hard to cover a Velvet Underground song. Like, I think you and I could probably do it if you gave us a little bit of time. But it
we
may be...
We could do Pasta, I think, is like sort of a next... Okay, that's, I mean, it's like that's following the Pizza Hut trajectory.
Yeah. Anyway...
Like, they started on pizza. They went to pasta.
Yeah.
But now I think pasta is a pretty lucrative revenue stream for them.
It felt like he had some shit that he was trying to work through to do with, like, unresolved issues with being famous and the relationship between the audience and the celebrity. And it was fucked up, frankly, to be a one side of that.
From Sicily, made her pies traditionally. Pizza Hut said, girl, you must smell some cheese inside that crust. Hey, Gina, take a bite of the wild slice. Said, hey, man,
I'm thinking, I've got sort of one percolating. But I'm not sure it makes a lot of sense.
I feel like you have
Velvet
taken...
stone ground, yeah. And I think maybe the stone ground is like stone ground flour, which you use to make
I
pasta.
Think you haven't taken the lesson of what I was saying in any way. You just immediately got hung up. I think you made the mistake that Macaulay Culkin made, which is that it's interesting, thinking that it's interesting to replace Velvet Underground songs with pizza references.
No, not at all. I'm saying pasta. Okay. It's an evolution.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe we do like Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
Stone Temple Pastas.
Stone Temple Pastas. Okay, that's perfect. Let's table that. The movie is fine. It's not it's fine. It's good. I liked it. I thought it was good actually.
I thought it was fun. It seems like a movie I probably would have watched in 1991 because my parents probably thought it looked cute.
Yeah.
And it was by the producers of Parenthood.
Jamie Lee Curtis shows up at the funeral parlor looking for a makeup job. He's like, it's corpses. She's like, you know what? I need a job. She
Great.
Befriends...
She lives in a trailer.
Marcia Chomsky.
Which isn't an indictment or anything. She just like...
No, it's just a part of the movie.
And her like...
Making
her boyfriend,
the disclaimer made it
her
seem
ex-
like...
well, because it becomes relevant. Her ex-boyfriend like comes to like reclaim the trailer and she gets kicked out and then they decide that they're in love and they...
That's her. Actually my... Yeah, that's my burn of the week. It's really funny. So Dan Aykroyd like starts to show, like, he's been obviously depressed since the death of his wife, like 10 years prior. But he starts to show some life once it's clear that he and Jamie Lee Curtis are an item. They have a cute kind of dating scenario. This is a romance podcast, and I guess that's romance the romance.
I mean, it wasn't our call. We don't make the call on whether or not a thing is romance.
Yeah.
We fall at the mercy of vox populi.
Yeah.
And that's what Google said. Google said it was romance.
It's a romance comedy. And it's kind of neither and both of those things. And
it's but really sad.
Her ex-husband shows up at a 4th of July barbecue to try to get back the motorhome that she's living in. Her ex-husband is like, technically, I own half of this, and so I'm going to take all of it.
Yeah.
And then he kind of gets in a... Dan Aykroyd is just, like, kind of mopey, and then suddenly he just, like, punches him in the stomach.
He, like, fist fights him, yeah.
And the ex-husband's brother comes out, and he's like, what the fuck? And Dan Aykroyd goes...
Who are you?
And the brother says...
I'm his brother.
And Dan Aykroyd says...
Oh, then you'll probably be visiting us here quite often.
And the brother says...
Why?
And Dan Aykroyd says...
Because if he ever tries to take Shelley's camper again, I'm going to bury him in my front yard.
Fucking awesome. It's good.
It was really good.
Yeah,
do you want me to do my
burn?
Yeah,
we're in burns.
Oh, so Anna Chomsky, we haven't gotten to this part yet, but it's like it's the summer. Like school's out for the summer.
Yeah.
And one thing that she wants to do is she has a huge crush on like her English teacher.
Oh yeah, it's funny.
Who's just like some guy.
She thinks they're gonna get married. I actually thought he was really handsome and charming.
He is really handsome and charming, but he's just like a guy.
He's just some guy. He teaches English, yeah.
He looks like, I mean, you probably don't know this, but like, he looks like the teacher that Lisa Simpson gets a crush on in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's teaching like an adult learning, like,
creative writing
poetry,
class. And
creative writing
class.
It's
pretty fun. There are a lot of funny scenes with that class where they're all weirdos.
It's so much. I mean, and here it comes again. It's dropping.
Yeah.
You hear that wail of a baby crying?
Oh, yeah. There it is, folks. Sing the song and cover your ears if you don't want to hear this.
The hardest cry I had
in
the whole movie was late in the film after the events of the film take place.
Yeah.
She has written a poem and is excited to go and read it to her poetry class. But then for some reason, she's in a sort of state that I would describe as like mourning-like.
Yes. Yeah. As if something bad has happened.
But she manages to rise to the occasion and go to poetry class, and this room full of like middle-aged, hippies,
small town
like,
creative
old people,
writing hippies,
are all very like excited to see her and like give her hugs and like pat her on the back and everything.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
It was very lovely. And well, the whole thing is like when she shows up, the poetry class subplot is actually very nice.
Yeah.
When she shows up, she just shows up because she has a crush on this teacher.
Yeah, he's like, this is a class for adults. And she's like, I stole $35, so you have to let me in.
And then they like make the decision to not treat her like a child.
Yeah, it's really fun. And they just like read their sex poems.
Yeah, they read their sex poems. And when like she like has a childish interpretation, they're like, oh, maybe, but did you consider this?
Yeah, it's funny.
But anyway, one of the guys, here's my burn.
Yeah.
All of that was preamble to my burn.
Yeah.
Which is one of the guys is called Justin, and he's the crunchiest, hippiest one of them all.
Yeah.
And when she first joins the class, he says,
feel my aura.
Yeah.
And she says,
I don't think I'm allowed to.
That's funny. Yeah, good. All right, well, why don't we just, we've done our burns. Why don't we, I'll just
Should
quickly,
we just get out of here?
I'll quickly say the rest of the movie, and then we can do our poems before the break.
Oh, okay.
So,
I was going to
say the rest of the movie and then we can do our poem. Well, we'll do
our
poem together.
But just like, just to give the sex bugs and the bed pots like time to get ready for like the poetry section.
Yeah.
What was your sort of run of show there?
I'm going to say the rest of the movie.
No, but I mean
real fast.
Specifically the poetry. Let's break down the poetry.
It's
part.
A poetry movie, and it culminates with her doing a big poem, and so I thought it would only be fair.
And you did you have one
for
prepared?
Us? No, we're going to prepare one together.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just say it real quick. Anyway, Jamie Lee Curtis shows up, and then she starts dating Dan Aykroyd, and then they do kill a boy with some bees, don't they?
Well, that's a pretty tricky conversation.
Yeah.
We're gonna get the, like, the gun lobby on our tails if we start to
bees don't debate kill whether bees do. Bees wait a
bees
second.
Bees don't kill people. Macaulay Culkin, it's like Chekhov's like
bees.
Bump, like Chekhov's bees. Because like I don't know this movie. I've never seen this movie.
Yeah.
I know that he can't see without his glasses. But when you just know, when all you know is that something bad happens to Macaulay Culkin in this film.
Yeah.
But you're not totally
sure.
He's
allergic to everything.
He's allergic to everything. He's like a frail little boy.
And then he's like, hey, Martha. I think her name is Vader. Hey, Vader, let's go kick some bees.
Yeah, they like,
Doug, you're fucking allergic to everything.
So they foreshadow, like, they just keep foreshadowing his death.
Yeah.
Like, there's a scene where they're in bumper cars together, Veda and Michelle Chomsky. Chomsky?
Yeah, I've been calling her either Martha Chomsky or Vader, Lord Vader.
Lord Vader and Jamie Lee Curtis are in bumper cars together, and it gets very tense for some reason.
Yeah, because she's mad because her mommy's getting replaced.
Yeah. But it made me worry that there was going to be some kind of bumper car accident.
Yeah, there might
be. What was foreshadowing and what's not, you know?
Yeah, there's lots of fish foreshadowing. They're constantly dropping fishes.
Yeah, and the fish are like just dead.
And the fish are just dead. And then the camera will be like, look, check it out. Really, the fish is dead. It's like a fucking Faith No More video.
Hey, no, we're going to go to the next scene in a second, but look at this first.
Check this out.
Okay, here's the next scene.
Okay, let's do a poem for Macaulay. I'll read this to you, but I'll just play the clip for the Baby Nation. So they don't have to hear me. Here's what I think we should do. At the end of the movie, Vader does a beautiful poem for Macaulay. They killed him with some bees, and I was thinking we could kind of take her notes and just write our own short poem for Macaulay, to memorialize him.
Thomas J. is his name.
Thomas J.
It's very notable.
It's very notable. Thomas J.
Everyone in the film exclusively refers to him as Thomas J.
Thomas J., yeah.
So this poem is for Thomas J.
Yeah. Okay. It goes like this.
Weeping willow with your tears running down.
Boy.
Why do you always weep and frown? Is it because he left you one day? Is it because he could not stay? On your branches he would swing. Do you long for the happiness that day would bring? He found shelter in your shade. He thought his laughter would never fade. Weeping willow, stop your tears. There is something to calm your fears. You think death has ripped you forever apart. And I know he'll always be in your heart.
So that's quite sad. And
yeah,
here's,
and it's, I would just say, like, to rate it as a poem.
Yeah, bad. It doesn't scan.
It doesn't scan, and she like loses her own sort of rhythm a few times.
Yeah, and it's like she's addressing the tree. I don't know. It needs work, but they all like it. Maybe we can just improve on it. I'm gonna need. Normally, I do the typing when we do kind of workshop shit.
I guess it's implied that the tree is in love with him.
I think the tree's happy to. The tree is weeping because of his. Because he got killed by the bees, I think. Even though the tree literally was holding the beehive. So.
Yeah, you were the one who dropped the beehive.
Can I go back? I think that's a thing. Bees don't kill people, trees with bees kill people. That's the bumper sticker. I think that's the bumper sticker.
It's like Radagast the Browns bumper sticker. All right. So it's our turn to do a poem. And do we follow her, like,
I don't think we need to follow her rhythm exactly. And in fact, I'm going to say that I have a natural sense of rhythm. So I'm going to probably get us into hexameter or something like that. I need you to write it down.
I'll be there just sort of following. You're like, you're on the like bongo and I'm on the like, or no, you're on the like, maybe like stand up bass, and I'm on the bongo.
You're on the bongo. Yeah, exactly. But you are writing this. So pull up.
And I'm the typist.
You're the typist. Yeah. Because I'm here in the Airbnb sitting on a bed and I'm holding a mic in one hand, and there's just no.
I'm in the podcasting hole.
I don't have any hands to type. Normally,
I'm typing.
Folks, you need to know this.
I'm a poor typist.
Do the typing because Tanner fucking sucks so bad at it, and it's so frustrating for both of us.
I never learned
how to type. And I'm very fast
or
typist.
Or swim.
Thanks to Mavis Beacon. Terrible. Thank you. Folks, teach your kids typing with Mavis Beacon. I can type so fast. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yes. Should I do it as an adult, or is that just sort of like ship has sailed?
Do what? Yeah, fucking do it, man. You type so bad. You suck at it. Get Mavis Beacon.
Really bad at typing. Yeah. Yes.
My mom said she would give me... Here's what. My mom said she would give me $50 when I was in the sixth grade. She would give me $50, which was an insane amount of money. I bought a skateboard with it. Spoiler. If I learned to touch type at 30 words per minute. I will give you 50.
Will you do me a favor right now?
Listen.
No.
Okay.
Listen. Yeah. Will you text your mom?
Yeah.
And ask her if she'll give me $50 if I learn to touch type 30 words per minute.
I'll text her and I'll ask her.
By like maybe October
1st. 100 words per minute.
Okay. By October 1st.
Yes, I will ask my mother to give you $50 and she will do it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't have any frame of reference for this.
She will give you
$50. Is 2 months enough time to learn how to touch type 100 words per minute?
This is what my mom told me. If you work at it every day, yes, you can do it in 2 months. Just get Mavis Beacon. I'm sure you can get an emulator.
Okay.
Okay, listen.
Text your mom.
I will. All right, here we go.
Text her now. I want to see her reaction. I want to get her reaction.
So she's in England at the moment. It's past midnight.
Oh, boy. Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Are you typing? You ready to type?
Okay. This is not an ergonomic setup.
Okay, here we go.
If it's not union, it should be. This is why it should be union.
Okay, ready? Here's my suggestion for a first line.
Yeah.
Oh, don't leave me, Thomas, please.
Who's Odo?
Oh,
from
don't.
Deep Space Nine?
No. Oh, don't. Not Odo. That's kind of confusing. This is sad. We want to make the creative writing class cry.
Odo's sort of a tragic character.
No, I'm telling you no. Oh, don't leave me, Thomas, please.
Oh, don't leave me. Can I make a suggestion?
You've already made one that sucked. So I guess
I just got done saying that everyone in the town exclusively refers to him as Thomas J.
Okay, well then we have to figure out a new way of saying that so it scans. Thanks for your suggestion. Thomas J, don't leave me, please.
Oh, don't leave me, Thomas J. You need it to end with please.
Yeah,
because it rhymes with something.
Thomas J, don't leave me, please.
And I thought you said we didn't have... We weren't meant to have anything prepped.
I don't have anything prepped. This is what has come to me, but I have a thought for the second line.
Okay.
Thomas J, don't leave me, please. That scans.
Yes, it's great.
I hope you don't get killed by bees.
By
That
bees.
Works. I hope you don't get killed by bees.
Get killed by bees. Got it.
What about this? Okay, I've got a thought. And you can weigh in whenever you want.
I thought maybe next verse was mine.
Well, hang on. I've got a really good thought, though. I've got a good thought. Let me say it. If they do, I'll kick their asses.
Can I say, and if they do, I'll kick their asses?
Sure, but it won't scan.
It will if you do
and
it.
And if they do.
You will. It will if you do it in the cadence of the girl who's doing the prayer in Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Okay, yeah. Because that's the scan shit. Yeah, it's all, now I lay me down to sleep. I'm realizing you're right. Okay, and if they do, I'll kick their asses. Uh-huh. You can't see without your glasses.
Okay.
Okay, now you try one.
How does Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep continue? Doesn't... Thomas
now J, I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. And then James Hetfield goes,
enter night. So I guess I could do that part.
Yeah, we could do that. If you want, you can just do the enter night, exit light, take my hand off to Never Never Land.
Oh, so we're just doing like a Metallica parody now?
I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't love it either. Maybe I'll just do another verse.
Yeah.
Of the poem, following your lead. Thomas J, don't leave me, please. So it's ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba.
I've got another lyric that's come to me if you want.
Okay. No, go.
Okay, you ready to write it? Yes. I'll miss you. I'll miss seeing you so often.
I'll miss seeing you so often.
They'll have to make a tiny coffin.
They'll have to. They won't. They have one. Have to make a tiny coffin. It's a scene in the film.
Yeah.
I captured it. Should I read it real quick?
Yeah, it's sad. It fucked me up. It's a tearful moment. Everybody sing the song and cover your ears. Fucked up.
Noam Chomsky's daughter comes out to the living room. Her dad, Dan Aykroyd, is a mortician, yeah. And their house is a mortician studio.
Yeah.
And the basement is where he does his dark work. But there's coffins everywhere. And at one point, she walks in and there's a little coffin.
Yeah.
And she says,
Daddy, how come that coffin is so small?
And he said,
they come in all sizes, honey, just like shoes.
And that's a great, what is that, Hemingway reference?
Yeah.
And Lord Vader says,
is it for a child?
Yeah.
And he says,
of course not.
She says,
then who's it for?
And he says,
short people. Very short people.
It's so fucked up. But anyway,
it is fucked up, but that's probably the coffin they'll use for.
Yeah.
Oh, you think this is all planned, maybe?
I think that the writers
bees were
of this
planted,
film-
and like the. Like, Dan Aykroyd happened to order a Macaulay Culkin-sized coffin.
Yeah. And he was like, what am I going to do with it? This movie's fucked up. It made me cry. It made me so fucking sad. All right, give me a line for this poem, and then we'll put a button on it.
Oh, did you finish your... No, you only gave me two lines of that quadrant.
I said it all. Oh, you want to finish. Okay, you want a whole quadrant.
I'll miss seeing you so often. They'll have to make a tiny coffin.
Okay, and then what about this?
And here's how Enter Sandman would go.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Hush, little baby, yeah, don't say a word.
We don't need that. Here it is, ready?
And never mind that noise you heard.
Milk me.
Yeah, okay, go.
I wish that you were still alive. I wish you'd never kicked that hive. Good?
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah. So I did the whole thing. You've got nothing. You don't want to.
Doesn't seem like I need to. The fucking like
on this. Yeah, the fucking like, poet laureate is here today. Yeah. I guess it just came to me.
You were like you were enlightened. You were like ascendant, just flowing out of you. You should like we should go. We should pause the podcast and finish this up later. You should go get writing.
Get write some fucking poetry. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Read it back to me.
We got to give it a title.
Coffin bees.
Oh, that's not good, but we can maybe do something.
Bees.
How about this? Like,
what about
our
bees to meet you?
Bees to meet you. And again, let's wrap this up.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just firing on all cylinders today.
I'm gonna say bye, Jack. Well, we should come up with a pen name that's both of us. Like the
Tack Sheen Ring.
Yep. Jesus. It's just T-A-K, you would say?
Yeah, Tack Sheen Ring. That's pretty good. And this is going to make you cry. Okay, we'll do it over some sad music. Read it real pretty. Read it real pretty, and I'll put some sad music over it.
Hello, my name is Tack Sheen Ring. This is a poem I wrote with my creative partner.
What's it called?
It's called Bees to Meet You. Thomas J., don't leave me, please. I hope that you don't get killed by bees. Let me do that. Okay.
I hope you don't get killed by bees.
I didn't correct the first part. Thomas J., don't leave me, please. I hope you don't get killed by bees. And if they do, I'll kick their asses. You can't see without your glasses. I'll miss seeing you so often. They'll have to make a tiny coffin. I wish that you were still alive. I wish you'd never kicked that hive.
Is that it?
I guess.
Feels like
exit light.
Perfect.
Internet.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. All right, let's take the world's quickest break, and then we'll come back and do our hit segment.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner. Let's invite some friends onto the show we haven't heard from in a little while.
TARDIS sound.
Yeah. And it's our good friends, Mr. Kiss.
Bonjour.
I have to say that.
Am I French or is that
French.
You?
Because my name is Monsieur French.
And I was saying bonjour to you out of respect.
Oh, bonjour, Monsieur Kiss.
Bonjour. My name is Monsieur French. Thank you for inviting us on. Yeah, Monsieur French, and you're...
I live in a small garret apartment just outside of Paris. My wife has left me. I am an academic. I have never tried
but long time ago.
I do know quite a bit about how to do a very good kiss because I've read all the books, even though it is not something that I have personally experienced. And you, Mr. Kiss, are a Dr. Manhattan-like character.
Yeah, I'm sort of like, moon. I don't know if you've read the Oathbringer Way of Kings books?
Brandon Sanderson, Way of Kings.
Yeah, the Way of Kings book. I'm a little, Mr. Kiss, I'm a little bit like the sort of assassin in white, just sort of this like...
Very cool.
Emotionless, like I've just seen it all, I've done it all. I've done so many kisses that I've just like...
Yeah.
It's not even about passion for me anymore. It's just sort of encyclopedic knowledge. I'm like Brainiac from Superman.
Well, this is perfect.
Collecting all the kisses.
Because there's a big kiss in this movie, and...
And you're my handy sidekick, and we are here
travels
to...
Travels the world together.
Monitor
I'm
this...
I'm going to stop doing the French accent for what it's worth.
The kiss.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll pick it up then.
No, please
just to
don't.
Kind of, you bounce past it over
I'll
to me.
I'll do it.
And what is this? It is a...
I don't like it.
A very good kiss in this movie, is it not?
I'll do it.
Okay.
There's a big kiss in the movie. Famous kiss. Famous.
1 hour.
Yeah.
15 minute.
Yeah.
38 second mark.
Yeah.
They do a big kiss.
Yeah.
I think this is right after... Huh. She I don't remember
She wants to try
why.
It.
She's suddenly interested
she
in
watches,
kissing.
She watches her dad and Jamie Lee Curtis from True Lies do a big kiss. And she's like, let's try it. We should might as well
and
try
she's,
it.
And she's also menstruating.
Yeah, that's not necessarily relevant.
It is. Because I think she's preparing herself for her next phase of
life. Like mad at him. She thinks that she's hemorrhaging. Jamie Lee Curtis is like, Jamie Lee Curtis, I think, takes it too far.
Yeah, for like.
Because like, she's like. She's basically like, I think I'm hemorrhaging. And then dad's coworker, Jamie Lee Curtis, is like, oh no, how old are you? I know what's going on. And then like they cut to like afterwards, and Martha Chomsky / Lord Vader is like,
my mommy and daddy did that?
Actually a very beautiful thing. And look, there wouldn't have been a Veda.
I think it should be outlawed.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is like,
oh, believe me, someday you'll feel differently.
And it's like, you don't need to say the whole thing. Right? Like, you don't need, I don't know. Maybe you do.
I don't know.
Parenting advice from me, but like,
I have a boy. It's not in a conversation.
Necessarily need to say the whole thing.
Had to prepare myself
at that moment, but maybe you do.
Yeah, I guess I guess if thinking about how that conversation would go, I would have trouble figuring out where the exit ramp is, but
yeah. Well, if that same movie was with you, they'd skip to like 20 minutes later, and they'll be like, so that's a 69?
Oh, we would have gotten way past 69 in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
So anyway, she's interested in romance now.
Yeah.
And she wants to learn about kissing, and she wants to do kissing with Thomas J.
Yeah.
And they decide to do a practice kiss in the woods by the bees. Yeah. That's like their hangout spot, is by the bees.
Yeah.
That's where they like to...
kiss by the bees. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of lounge around. So they do a big kiss, and she's like embarrassed, and she says...
say something, it's too quiet.
Right.
And he doesn't know what to say, and she says...
just hurry.
Yeah.
And he stands up and says...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And then she joins
in. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible... with liberty and justice for all.
And that's my question for you, Mr. Kiss, is should we be... No, you, I do the fucking French accent.
It's out of respect for you.
I don't want us both to be doing it.
Okay.
Should we be saying the national anthem, and should I say the French national anthem after the big kiss, or...
This is something I wanted to discuss, and I guess you're not the guy to discuss it with.
Actually, that's pledging allegiance. It's different from the...
Oh, yeah. Does anyone else have to pledge allegiance to their flag?
No, it's just like a jingoistic American thing.
I wanted to consult with you, I guess.
Okay.
Although, you know, I know your experience is limited, but you're like book smart.
I've read all the books, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a new technique for me.
Yeah.
And it seems to work for them. They sort of like fall head over heels with one another.
One of them does die.
Well, sure. But I think that's like not totally relevant to the kiss.
Hey, well, can we say this for folks listening at home? Can we just like do a survey? Next time you do a big kiss.
Yeah.
As soon as you're finished with the kissing portion of the evening.
Yeah.
Stand up, pledge allegiance to flag. See, and then report back in.
Yeah.
How it goes.
Tell us if your partner joined you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Lord Vader does join Thomas J. And it seems to, it works. Like the mood like is immediately like.
Sometimes with stuff like diffused. That, it's about just being open, you know? Yeah. So if they don't stand up and join you when you're like, hey, honey, I want to try something new tonight.
Yeah. And then lean in for the kiss.
Lean in for the kiss and then pull immediately back because that's what Lord Vader does. And then stand up on the bed or next to the bed, whatever, and pledge allegiance to the flag. And if they don't join you, you know what? Find somebody who's worthy of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah. You deserve it.
You're worthy.
You're worthy
of someone who will stand up next to you and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes. Exactly.
Or at least like show interest.
You said you wanted to try something new.
Maybe it's a little too jingoistic for them.
Yeah.
Or do something else. It doesn't have to be the Pledge of Allegiance. Maybe it's the French national anthem. It could be it, Jack.
Yeah, La Marseillaise.
Yeah. Do it.
Allons enfants de la patrie, le jour de roi
there you go.
Est arrivé.
Jack knows it. In the Italian? Hit us.
I used to know it, but I can't remember. Listen, goodbye, Mr. Kiss.
Oh, no, I'm being sucked into the wormhole.
Oh, please take me with you. I'm so lonely. I just got a text from my wife, Sarah. She said, please hurry. It's late here, and I am in charge of cooking dinner, and she's so hungry.
Well, and she heard you promising a a big kiss.
Yeah, and she heard. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think that's what it was. She was listening outside the door, and she was like, "Oh, we're going to try something new tonight."
Please hurry.
Please hurry. We've got a little hit segment that we like to do that's called On the One Hand.
Yeah.
And we like to bring in our good friend, Arbiter Tanner. Yeah. Nude.
That's give the me day your jorts. Born.
Okay, yeah. I'm actually wearing a very soft pajama shorts at the moment. For
give them to
else.
Me.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Ah, this is much better.
Yeah.
I have on is soft pajama shorts, and all Jack doesn't have on is
anything.
Bottoms.
And that's great. Yeah, I'm just wearing a top. Yeah. You know, and some headphones.
Yeah.
What we like to do with this hit segment is I've pulled a number of positive and negative reviews of this movie, and we're going to kind of judge who is the best and who has the best case to make. And we're going to try to leave our own opinions at the door. I liked this movie.
Yeah, I liked it too, and it does get very sad, and I don't think we've really explored why. And
they kill a boy with some bees, don't they? They kill they murder a small child with some
who's
bees.
They?
The
Brian Grazer.
Yeah.
What a
he's
villain.
Like, that's my girl.
Yeah, here's a bees. And he uses a he
my
uses
girl,
a fucking,
your bees.
He uses a tree to do it. And yeah. We've cycled like
yeah.
They're gonna be all over us, Jack.
Yeah.
I was trying to get us off of this.
Everybody press one on your phone if you want merch that says bees don't kill people, trees with bees kill people. Because I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we've said the whole movie. It like helps, I guess it helps her like kind of like reunite with her sad dad a little bit. That's it. That's
yeah,
the whole
and
movie.
She makes new friends.
She makes new friends.
Judy.
The mom is really sad. The mom of Macaulay Culkin. She's so sad. It seems like that.
Ooh,
just
killed, me. Yeah, killed me. Killed brutal. Me. Killed me. Because Anna Chomsky says to her in mourning.
Thomas J. will be all right. My mother will take care of him.
Oh, yeah, that's so fucked up. Yeah.
Her dead mother will be his heaven mom.
Tough stuff. Okay, I went to Rotten Tomatoes where I normally pull these reviews. Arbiter Tanner, are you okay? Just got something in your eye? You need some Oakleys?
Yeah, let me put on my Oakleys.
Rotten Tomatoes said there are no user
They're
reviews.
Not Oakleys. They're famously not Oakleys.
Oh, really? What are they?
I think they're like big, like blue blockers,
okay,
you know, like
fine.
Like Ray-Bans.
People get it. I went to Rotten Tomatoes where I normally pull user reviews, and it said there are no audience reviews for this movie because it hasn't been released in theaters yet.
I think they're still waiting for the theatrical
I think
re-release.
Rotten Tomatoes is in denial. they're just like, yeah, this movie hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it just hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened. But I tricked them because I was able to find some reviews on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Right, okay, great.
So I've got some positive reviews and some negative reviews. We're going to kind of rush through them a little bit because my wife really wants me to make her dinner.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're calling it.
On the one hand, W.M. Hodges gave this film 5 out of 5 stars on May 29th, 2021, with his or her review entitled Very Entertaining. And here's what W.M. Hodges says.
Watercolor me, Hodges.
Yes, Watercolor me, Hodges. It's about Hodges Swallow, the painter of the covers of the Babysitter's Club books.
Yeah.
And here's what W.M. Hodges says in his
watercolor
review entitled Very Entertaining.
Entertaining is such an odd choice of word.
Yeah.
To describe this film.
Here's what the review says. Very entertaining.
That's not how I would describe this film.
But he thought it was so right, he said it twice.
Our old boss used to do a very annoying thing. I guess it was like, now I'm trying to decide whether it was annoying or actually very like, dang, that works.
Yeah.
Was he would send you an email where he would say what he wanted to say to you in the subject line, and then in the body of the email, just write message and subject.
Yeah, extremely annoying. Extremely annoying. Outrageous. Here's what C. Whitaker says. If you do this, you're don't stop doing it, listeners. This is a PSA. Don't do that. You know what else? People used to say in the old days, they would say EOM.
End of message.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know when the message ends. It's when the message is
over. Yeah, seriously. Here's what C. Whitaker says in their 5 out of 5 star review for this film.
Did you just freeze?
No, I was waiting for you to come up with someone for C. Whitaker.
Oh,
Forrest? C.
Yeah,
Forrest.
A lot of people don't know that his Forrest is his middle name.
Yeah, C. Forrest Whitaker.
And his first name is?
Carlos.
Carbonara.
Okay, perfect. Here's what they say, and their review is entitled Entertaining Movie.
Yeah.
And here's what C. Whitaker has written in their review. Entertaining Movie.
Okay. And where are these reviews? Amazon?
Amazon. Yeah. It's kind of similar vibe.
Here's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I'm worried that Brian, maybe to kind of cover his tracks, because he's a pretty nefarious dude.
Yeah.
Killing Macaulay Culkin, using that tree to kill Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or bees. And I don't want to have the argument about whether he used the tree or the bees.
We can't litigate this. Yeah.
Maybe he's hired like a bot army to come and just say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very entertaining movie because it's obviously not. It's extremely extremely upsetting is a better way of framing
it. Yeah, very upsetting movie. Yeah.
Okay, here's what Laura Clement says in her 5 out of 5 stars review for this film entitled Thanks for Fast Deliver.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Laura Clement says, my daughter had to write a college paper on this movie. I think that's Brian's bot army again, trying to get this like into the. If he can get it into
that's the
like,
full message
textbooks, yeah, yeah.
What was the business about the fast delivery?
The title of the review in Amazon, the reviews get titles, unlike Rotten Tomatoes.
No. I know. I'm trying to figure out why she said that.
I think she must have ordered the DVD.
Great for her daughter.
Okay, I've got one more 5-star review. This is Krisha Ayala.
Okay.
She gives this film 5 out of 5 stars on November 19th, 2017. And she says, really cute movie. Crying my soul out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First part of that, wrong. Second part of that,
That's,
hard truth.
Now we're finally getting into some hard truths.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got I've got 5 1-star reviews of this film, Arbiter Tanner, and then we'll have you a judge, and then we will leave quickly so I can make dinner.
Arbitrate.
Arbitrate.
Can't really say I'm.
Yeah. No, we'll get, I get like it.
Trademark it for sure.
On the other hand.
Yeah.
Leanne gives this film 1 star out of 5 stars in her review entitled Super Sad and a Little Creepy.
Yep.
She says, if I had known what was going to happen, I wouldn't have watched. If you want to know what happened, click read more.
Okay.
Where she lives is creepy. Her best friend dies.
And there was like some kind of gate to keep me
there
from reading
gate,
the spoiler.
Yeah. So she was ready to tell everyone that where she lives is creepy.
And she's not. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Is there more?
No, that's it.
I'm ready to arbitrate.
I've got some more negative reviews.
Okay, hit me.
Okay.
But I am ready to arbitrate.
Okay, I'm going to say these real fast.
Okay.
William Mallon gave this movie 1 star on June 10th, 2021. William Mallon.
William Mallon. Okay.
Sure. And he says, how do I cancel this show? Very boring.
Not a show, William.
You can't
cancel
it.
Brian is spinning his grave right now.
He is like fucking weeping his fucking soul out too. And he was just like, how do I cancel this show?
Which button turns it off?
Scott Jenkins on September 9th, 2000 gave this one.
Is that your cat Jenkins' first name?
Yeah, it turns out his name is Scott. We just call him by his last
name. Like our
name.
Friend?
It's formal, yeah. He gives this film 1 out of 5 stars in his review entitled A Good Movie? Question mark. Get a life.
Oh, wow. That kind of hurts.
He says the following thing. Who the heck wants to see a movie with a sad ending? I felt worse than disappointed when I went to see it. If you ask me, I think either whoever wrote the ending lost his mind or some dumb, stupid focus group for studio executives made it that way. I definitely agree with George Lucas's resentment about Hollywood and the way most movies are written these days. Studio executives who give more of a darn about ratings than art just don't know what the stupid they're doing. Save your money for happier endings.
What a challenging thought that all movies have to have happy endings.
Yeah.
Or else they're not worthy of your money. Yeah. I'm ready to arbitrate.
Okay, hang on. One more.
Okay, hit me.
1 out of 5 stars, R.S. Jones says the following thing.
It's R.L. Stein.
Yeah.
But he's cut the L. Yeah. And he's truncated the sign to...
Yeah, to Jones.
Jones.
All you need to know is a boy gives his...
No, to S, and then he's added Jones.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All you need
Sorry,
to know
I
is...
just needed it.
Thank you.
I needed to clarify.
No, thank you. Yeah. All you need to know is a boy gives his life for a girl's ring. He goes back to find her mood ring. That's why.
Oh, I guess that's true. Yeah, she's very proud of this mood ring, yeah. And it falls off her hand.
And then he
goes back to look for it. Wow, she does kill. She kills him.
R.L. Stein says the following thing: "Oh, and the girl has a godless point of view on death. She thought the boy needed his glasses after death. Someone please tell her he is in heaven and not just a corpse that is doomed to rot in the ground. Death is natural and at the same time tragic, but there is a God, there is heaven and hell, and I'm sure any little kid that dies is in heaven. In a movie with such tragedy, the father should have explained the afterlife to his daughter." You know, that was kind of a bummer, and I'll just leave it with one last review from TLN379. One star in their review titled "Doesn't Play in Canada." "Pretty disappointed with the DVD. When we tried to watch it, it's marked UK and not playable on Canadian technology."
Oh,
I'm not
man.
Crying, you're crying.
Yeah, wow. Oof.
What are those ninjas
I
cutting onions in here?
The movie was sad.
Yeah. We have to go
I'm
so
ready to
fast. What
arbitrate,
do you say?
So yeah. It's whomever, the one I liked.
The funny one. It was Leanne who said, "Left a gate," and then was like, "The boy dies."
Yes, and I thought it was very courteous
to
leave a gate. Here's the only thing I would disagree with her on. That was a one-star review.
Yeah.
I keep stars. The review exactly the same. I would just make it 5 stars.
Yeah, we do have to leave. We have to go. I'd like to thank you, Arbiter Tanner. I guess we don't have time to get rid of regular Tanner. Oh, he's gone.
I'm back.
Yeah. Okay. So very much for bearing with me. I'd like to thank the Baby Nation, Sex Bugs, so very much for bearing with us. We do love and kiss you all day and every day and all throughout every single day. This week we... please subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCCpodcast, and join our Facebook. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. You must do those two things. Please just... We'll
just
wait.
Just do it.
Do it
Go
now.
Go do it right now.
Please.
Yeah, we'll wait.
All the remains...
Jack's wife is starving to
She's
death.
She's starving to death.
Get on
you
it.
You could help. And also support the show at bit.ly/rattlesnakejake. Thank you to everyone who has done that.
Yes.
Folks, this week we watched a movie. The movie we watched was called My Girl. It's about a boy who dies from bees in trees. It's trees that did it. Next week, we are going to be watching a little movie called, I only wrote down one thing, I wrote down Serendipity. We'll maybe change it, but that's what I've written. Tanner and I are going to have a confab afterwards and see whether it's Serendipity or not. And we'll post in the Facebook group if it's not.
Yeah, okay.
All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
I've written down here, I hope that you find your Thomas J. ever after. That doesn't really work, does it?
It doesn't
it's
work.
It's also kind of fucked
up.
And
you were, so I guess you lost the muse, huh?
Yeah, I lost it, yeah.
Now you're just, you're milked dry. Do you want me to come up with one?
I hope you find your No More Bees Ever After.
That's from Wicker Man. I hope you find your Pledge Allegiance to the Flag of the United States of America.
That doesn't rhyme with anything.
For which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible. With truth and justice for all.
No.
Amen. I guess I've lost it. I guess at one point I definitely knew the Pledge of Allegiance. I can't do it all anymore. You recently just learned it, right? You had to prove that you're in love with America before you could enter.
I've got it. I hope Sarah finds her fusilli ever after.
We might be childhood friends.